Good morning. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Loretta Coleman and Helena Van Veen. They're here from CERCH to talk about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and some things going on in the community for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October. Good morning. Oh, and maybe I should turn your microphones up. I think that would help. So can you tell me what you both do at CERCH and why you're promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
I am the Wise Woman Women's Health Case Manager at CERCH and for Sitka. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm promoting breast cancer awareness is this is part of our Women's Health Grant Program, is to promote breast cancer and cervical cancer prevention screenings in our community for those that are low income, underinsured, or do not have any insurance. And for Wise Women, we're looking at promoting the cardiovascular health. So we do a cardiovascular risk screening, which is for lipids, diabetes, which also go hand in hand with cardiovascular disease. Mm-hmm. And we try to get women to come in for a screening so they can know their status. And for women that go for women that are part of our women's health program, my earmarks did something interesting. Mm-hmm. For the women that are part of our women's health cancer cancer prevention program, we pay for all diagnostic testing up until the diagnosis of cancer. And once they are diagnosed with cancer, then they, if they're part of our women's health program or a Wise Women program, they basically have a straight shot into the Alaska Breast Cervical Medicaid program, mm-hmm. which pays for cancer treatment, for travel and for housing. With the travel and housing, obviously, because it's Medicaid, they need to be aware beforehand because they pay proactively rather than retroactively. Mm-hmm. And with this being October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness, we are having different events. One event that's month-long, which is we're offering free mammograms to the community of Sitka for women that are greater than 40 years old and that do not have any breast symptoms. We're looking for screening mammograms. If you do have breast symptoms, then you can call Wise if you're income eligible and you're also underinsured, no insurance. If you're eligible for Wise Woman Women's Health, we will pay for any diagnostic mammograms you may need. You just have to call us and sign up at the same number you call for the free mammograms. And for the free mammograms, we do not want any women with breast concerns because we really want to make sure that they're getting everything that they need. And if you do have any breast concerns, just call Wise Woman. But make sure when you do call for the free October mammogram, if you have a primary care provider, get an order from your primary care provider first. If not, I can call and get an order from them. But if you don't have a primary care provider, we do have a provider at CERCH that is covering our women without providers so that you still can get a mammogram screening and be assured that someone is following your results. We're also here to promote Paint the Town Pink. And this is something we're doing for our community, for those that are, for anyone in the community that knows friends, family members, mothers, fathers, brothers, uncles, that know someone that has battled breast cancer, that is battling breast cancer, that is a survivor of breast cancer, or just someone that may have died. This is your chance. We're asking to do a memorial, which will basically, we're already provided the pink painted rocks that are weatherproof. And you can just basically come and either write their name, anything that's inspirational you can think of that you want to write. You can do a picture, anything that is special or meaningful to that person, they can do. And with the rocks afterwards, they have the choice of putting them on the Path of Hope by Sitka Community Hospital. And that's, I think, is by the Cancer Survivors Association. And they also can put them on the bike path or the hiking path or wherever they feel is special to them. But this is a chance really for our community to support those and remember those that are battling or have battled breast cancer.
So this event, Paint the Town Pink, is happening on October 20th from 11 to 3, and you can come at any time, right?
Yes, but we would prefer, because we're painting rocks and we would like for them to be dry, for everyone to at least come by 2 o'clock so the rocks will have time to dry before they take them outside.
And Helena, you were saying it's sort of a stress-relieving activity, too. You can come and join in and relax, and the stroking paint onto the rocks.
Oh, yes. Well, I was trying to say it was something that we thought would be soothing, not very difficult. Like we said, we pre-painted the rocks. We got little painting pens. So we figured it would be fun, something even like a mom and maybe their young child, or, you know, grandma and their grandchildren. It's really a friendly, family-friendly event, and we figured painting would be fun and not too messy. So mm-hmm. we figured it would be low stress, easy, just an enjoyable time.
And the painting pens are non-toxic, and they are made for children, so they are safe for children.
And then you can take your rock wherever you want to showcase it, or you can even take it home.
Yes.
Let's go back to the free mammograms just briefly, because I think we got a lot of information. Can you clarify, it's for people 40 and over, for
yes.
women 40 and over.
Yes.
And those who qualify for the Wise Women program, they can get free mammograms year round, but this is for everyone.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And how do they get the free mammogram? Who do they need to call? What's the process there?
The process is that they will call me, and the number is 966-8819, and give me a day or two, because I've had a lot of calls, and I will call them back to get their information, because we're filling out a questionnaire. And then if they do not have a PCP, I will have our provider at Search write an order for a mammogram, because no matter what, I still need an order from a provider. If their provider is at another facility, I will call the case manager or have the patient call their doctor to request an order for requesting a scan and an order to our radiology department for that patient. And from that point, once I have the order, I will call them, get them an appointment, and they can have their appointment. If it's scheduled in October, they can actually, as long as they schedule their appointment in October, they can have their mammogram out until March 2019. So we have 6 months.
And this is really important because, as you were saying earlier, breast cancer is one of the leading causes of death in women in Alaska, right?
Yes. Breast is the number one cause for Alaska natives, the second being cardiovascular disease. With everyone else, breast cancer is number one, with cardiovascular being the second leading cause. So this is something with women. Our numbers are, this is something we're really pushing, because this is one thing, if it's caught early, there's less intervention needed. It still has the anxiety that's associated with having a diagnosis like that, but the chances of recovery are pretty high. So we're pushing for early detection, early intervention.
And anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning? Yes, Helena.
Yes, the venue for the Paint the Town Pink is at Harrigan Centennial Hall, October 20th, 11 to 3 p.m.
All right. And if you want to get a free breast cancer mammogram screening, you can call Loretta at 966-8819. Is that right?
That is correct.
For the free mammogram, anyone over 40. All right. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and these are some events. If you happen to just tune in and missed most of this interview, we'll have it up on our website later today.
All right. Thank you.